Blog Talk Radio.
Show March 12th, 2018. Arnie, man, third of the way into March. Hard to believe. Daylight savings time, spring. I hope everybody sprang ahead yesterday. But welcome in tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. Had some had some good weather Friday and Saturday, and then it was not real nice yesterday. Kind of rainy and dreary and so forth. But as well as today. But I hope you had a good weekend nonetheless. Safe travels out there if you're out to a barbecue competition. So I appreciate everybody listening tonight. As always, thanks to our good folks out there who help us sponsor the show, Barbecue Superstars, and our good folks there at Royal Oak Charcoal there in that red bag. Appreciate them helping us keep the show going on Monday nights. Everybody knows the number to call in is 347-202-0263. 347-202-0263. That'll get you on live here on the show to talk some Q or whatever you like to talk about. Hopefully some barbecue. We'll talk some college baseball, college football, stuff like that. We'll talk that too, tailgating. Throw it at me. Let's have it. So love to talk anything sports related, tailgating, but especially barbecue as well. Had a couple of competitions weekend. We'll start off going way down in South Georgia. Bainbridge, Georgia, to be exact. We had Flames on the Flit. Real nice contest down there, Bainbridge, Georgia. I think had a bunch of teams last year. I think they kind of, I don't know if they changed the contest, I don't think as much prize money. It seemed to, unfortunately, cut down on the team. I seem like there was like 60 teams or something, 70 teams last year, something like that. Anyway, still a nice contest, Flames on the Flit, that being the Flit River. Down there, so I see the KCBX reps were Julie Cook, Rusty Cook, two fine folks. So I know the contest was very well run to two wonderful people as well. But congratulations to Serial Griller. It's a pretty cool name. I always like that team name. Serial Griller takes the grand champion with a 696, followed closely by the Pit Crew, and then Smoke This and Third, Muttley Crew Barbecue, who's having another good year, it looks like. They were turning it up pretty good last year. And they're at fourth. And then fifth place, Victory Smokers there. So congrats to those top five teams down there at Flames on the Flit. Now let's take a look at the categories down there. I'm always intrigued. Somebody had a 180. Guess what? Starting off on chicken. Smoke This had a big 180 in chicken to take the chicken category. So congrats on that 180 to those folks. Then we had the BF Barbecue Outlaws. I don't know if I've heard of those guys. They take first place in the barbecue. Really, you know, really, that's a pretty kind of interesting point margin there. In the kind of 178.85, then the next was 175. Had kind of like some low scores there in Port Rib, so for whatever reason. So, but congrats to BS Barbecue Outlaws taking first place in Port Rib. And then speaking of that 180, there's another 180. Once Zero Griller, your reserve, excuse me, your grand champion. Takes a 180 in pork. So congrats to them with the 180. And then in Brisket, we had a 177 goes to Q Shack, who takes first place in the Brisket. So, yeah, it looks like some just eyeballed it, some kind of little bit lower scores for whatever reason down there. Looks like they had duplication here. Looks like they had a dessert competition. Looks like they doubled, put everybody in there twice. But first place went to Spankin' Butt. That's a pretty cool name, Spankin' Butt Barbecue. Takes first place in the dessert category. So there is your results for down there in Big Bainbridge, Georgia. So congrats to those folks, all the folks that got a call down there, especially to Cyril Griller on the Grand Champion and the Pit Crew GA, which I assume stands for Georgia, on the Reserve Grand Champion. So congrats to all you folks down there. And pretty good. I've talked to some guys have been in that competition. So if you're over there on the Georgia side and looking to go compete in a real nice contest, there's I think they have a big band or something on Saturday night as well. But might want to check that out. I think they got a website too, flamesontheflint.com. So you might want to dial that up on the internet there and check those folks out there down there. And I think that pretty much was about all she wrote as far as the kind of Cyclone North Carolina, Georgia area for KCBS. Once we get more toward the end of March, and certainly in April and May and June, we'll have a lot more KCBS competitions to talk about here in our area. So we got, of course, Waynesboro coming up down there, and the Boss Hog in the second week in May. And they got a big contest over there in Evans, Georgia, Banjo Q, and we got one coming up in Woodruff. So a lot of action coming. Of course, the big one there in Greenwood as well. So a lot of things coming up in the near future here on the KCBS side. Let's hang on there. I gotta see sorry about that. I see my man Big Gene Culberson. I guess he's maybe ailing a little bit. I meant to send him a text. I noticed he had some fluid drawn off his knee. I would have been more than happy to get one of my injection needles. I could have handled that to him for heck, just $5, you know. Could have just done a little reduced copay. So, Gene, if you're listening in, I'd be glad to take care of that, drawing that fluid off the knee there. So, it won't take long. I try to keep it as painless as possible. So, anyway, let's bounce back over to our main topic, the SCBA side. We had a new contest down there in Estill, Georgia, the PHA. Barbecue Fest, which stands for PHA, which stands for the Patrick Henry Academy Barbecue Fest. That's it's a private school actually down there in Estill, South Carolina. I guess that would be the closest town. It's kind of out in the country, quite honestly. Nice little place though. If anybody's wondering where Estill is at, I guess the best description would be down 321. Kind of in between, let's say, Fairfax and Hardyville, but closer to Fairfax, so. Or also kind of due south of Hampton, probably about 10, 12 miles. So it's actually where Patrick Henry's at. But anyway, first time contest. So Chad Westendorf actually was the kind of in charge of that. And had a lot of people in the school out there that were involved with that, so that was good. But Chad really worked his tail off all weekend to make it as cooker friendly as possible. Of course, had Luther Sykes and some other good SCBA folks there as well to try to get that first event off to a good start. So didn't have a lot of teams, unfortunately. It was like 10, 11 teams, something like that, 10 teams. So hopefully this will be a contest that builds, that it actually benefits their PTA there at the school. So, but it's pretty much right there at their school, kind of, I guess, behind and to the left of the, to the ball field right there, football field that is. So, not a bad little area, fairly flat, and had, decent access to power, and water. And actually, one thing, I know Kathy would want me to mention, they actually had a nice, trailer in there, for men's and women's bathrooms, one of those little trailer units that, you know, can be towed in. So that was very nice. So hats off to them for providing that. Did a little breakfast there on Saturday morning. Had some had a breakfast casserole, some coffee for everybody. So again, they made it very very cooker friendly, I thought. And like any type of first of event, well, probably got things that maybe next year they'll do differently or try to improve on. But for a first event, I thought everything went fairly well. Pretty cold Friday night. They had a nice setting out there. Had the football lights on there, keeping everything well lit, and had about three or four fire pits with plenty of wood to keep everybody warm because it was pretty chilly out there. Had, I don't know how many, 30, 40 tiki torches kind of lining all the area there, kind of lining the area going toward the bathroom. So very well laid out. That was kind of a neat effect. So it was a nice little atmosphere out there. Unfortunately, they didn't have a lot of folks come out to eat the wings. But I will say this, it was a heck of a band that played Friday night. Of course, I forgot again the name of them. I think they were out of the Buford area. But a very good band. The only issue, I guess, they played about 12 o'clock, which some of our folks, I guess, weren't really excited about that. So I think they'll look to maybe make an adjustment on that next year. But the band, they weren't excessively loud, but as you know, some of us liked it. Luckily, we were, I guess, the farthest away from the band. And then sitting inside our trailer with the heater blowing, didn't hear a thing. So probably the folks up a lot closer, I'm sure it was not the case. So I think they'll probably change that maybe next year. But they played some great music, had a lot of good old rock and roll and some recent stuff. But had a really good singer and really good band. So that was great. And of course, there on Saturday, had some folks playing there as well. Had a better turnout on Saturday. It was more a lot more folks out there with kids and so forth. They had a little area for the kids to run around and play and so forth. So a little bit better turnout, like I said. So I think they were pleased with how everything went, and I think they'll be looking forward to playing one bigger and better next year. So, but let's get to our winners this past weekend. I don't remember the exact. We'll just do my usual thing. Call the top five. How about that? Makes it easier to call the top five. I think that's what it was. But maybe ribs was three. I think maybe innate wings was three as well. But let's just call the top five with that. That's what we do. So and the wing competition, we had All Smoked Up takes the big first place in wings. JT's Barbecue second. Pip My Pig third. Mind Your Business Barbecue fourth. And yours truly, Little Turtles Barbecue, bringing up the rear there in fifth place on the chicken wing category. So luckily we only had 20 pounds, which unfortunately was probably way too many as well since they didn't have a great turnout, but it was nice not having to cook the usual 40 pounds. So we appreciate that, Chad. But hopefully next year we'll have a bigger turnout of that and have a lot of people coming out to eat those wings. So let's switch over to the ribs category. First place, we had Smoke Central taking the big first place with a big first 15-8 good score in ribs. Second place, the Low Country Coup, the Tedders, getting a nice call there in ribs. JT's Barbecue third, Backwoods Barbecue fourth. And then there's old yours truly coming up. I guess five was our lucky or unlucky number, I'm not sure. Fifth place, Little Tedders Barbecue there in ribs. And then over there in butt, Pit My Pig does it again. Back-to-back. So they take the first place in butts. Had a 15-8-2. Nice score there in the butts category. And then JT's Barbecue got another call. I think he had three calls on Saturday. So had a good day. JT's Barbecue second butt. Slow Country Q third. All Smoked Up fourth. And yours truly, there it is. That number five spot on the Toto's Barbecue. Right there at fifth place. So that wraps up the big Patrick Henry Academy PHA Barbecue Fest 2018. So hope that they will get on the schedule for next year. Again, great job by Chad putting all that together. Met a lot of nice people as well, some of the teachers, administrators, and so forth. I think one of the football coaches out there hanging out as well. So a lot of good country folk, good people out there to hang out with. So just got to get more folks out there next year, which I'm sure they will. So, good event there in Estes, South Carolina. So, if you were maybe a little hesitant because it was first time event, so forth, I'll encourage you to take part of that one. I mean, it is kind of maybe a little off the beaten trail, maybe, but really, it's fairly easy to get to, quite honestly. You know, if you're in the Augusta or say Columbia area or whatever, and really just head toward Fairfax, and then from Fairfax it's about say 20-25 minutes, I guess. So not a bad ride there. So look to put that on your schedule next year, PHA Barbecue Fest, Estill, South Carolina. So I think we'll hopefully it works our schedule. We'll certainly be back next year. There, down there in Big Estill. Now, coming up this weekend, we got a the good old Smoke in the Boro, Walterboro, South Carolina. This has been a growing contest, and been represented a team wise. I know Wayne Keith's done a really good job with this. They have an excellent venue there at the Coastal Electric Co-op there in Walterboro, South Carolina. I hear. Right now, they've got about 32 teams. So, I have not had a chance to touch base with Wayne. So, I don't know if he's accepting more or not. But you can certainly go to scbarbecue.com and pull up his info on there. He's got a phone number and his email address as well, cell number that you can pull up and. See if you can get in that one down there in Walterboro. That's, like I said, been a really good contest, great venue. It is at a electric co-op, so guess what? Good access to power, good access to water. I think they got, Kathy will be excited about this as well. They have nice enclosed bathrooms there. So good good place, good venue for a great barbecue contest. Probably why they've got 32 teams signed up already. And to everybody's excitement out there, I'm sure, no wings Friday night, but there is a anything but competition on Friday night. So I guess you could do wings if you wanted to, but I'd say you'd be pretty crazy after having to cook on the first 2 weeks personally. But you knock yourself out if you want to cook up some more chicken wings again. You got a good recipe going and rock and roll with that thing. So, but anything but on Friday night, if you're wondering, and that as it says, anything but, so you can do about anything in there. People, I guess you could do a dessert if you wanted to. You could do a dessert or, a chili or chicken bog or shrimp and grits or, what have you. So knock yourself out on that one. This, the one good thing about this contest, even at this point now, I think it's $200 entry, but if you were able to get your entry in January, it was just $150. So nice gesture by Wayne for the 150, and then in February it's 175, and it's up to 200 now. So, pretty inexpensive in comparison to some other events. So, that's another good thing about this contest. As I mentioned, they're going to have a Friday night event with on the anything but. So I'm asking everybody to have about 150 servings. They had a pretty good crowd last year, I got to tell you. So, be prepared. As long as the weather's going to be pretty good, I think they'll have a good crowd down there. So. They'll, I guess they'll have, they got a blind judging on that, so I don't know if they're going to have some SCBA folks there or maybe some representatives from the town or, sometimes they'll get the people from the fire department, police department, what have you, so not sure who'll be judging that, but nonetheless, they got the prize $200 and a trophy for that. There'll also be a People's Choice trophy as well, so I guess that People's Choice, I'm not sure if that, I think that must be for the, probably the barbecue on Saturday, I'm guessing. Not positive, but I think that's correct. Anyway, they got, they're doing four places. They got four places, so 1,200 first, 800 second, 400 third, and 200 for fourth. So that's the same. They might want to look at maybe at least doing five for that one. That's, I mean, heck, we had five in Estill with 10 teams, and only got four in Walterboro with 32 teams. So they, maybe a good time, good chance maybe to kind of swing that money around a little bit more with get some more teams there, an opportunity there. So, nonetheless, we got the top four there on the butts. and on the ribs. I don't know. I have to check with Mr. Culberson on that one. I guess it'll be based on how many people will throw their money in. So don't damn bitch and complain. Get your damn $50. Go. You'll get $50 somewhere. If you don't have $50, Gary Taylor, if he's there, he's the richest man in Lexington County. Probably the richest man in the state of South Carolina, quite honestly. So get a $50 loan from Gary Taylor and at least go buy you a couple racks of ribs from somewhere and get in the rib throwdown. So, you know, there's a rib contest or an ongoing, just like with the Butts, the Master Barbecue Award, there's one for the ribs this year as well. So you got to cook at least 10 contests. So if you want to have a chance in that, you need to be ready, have your $50 ready, and get ready for a rib throwdown this weekend as well. So don't know what the breakdown will be on that. I'm sure if they get a pretty good representation, I'm sure there'll be, you know, at least three or four places paid out on that for the ribs. So, but got 32 teams. Should be a very competitive contest. I'm sure most of your top 10 or most of your bigger teams will be in attendance. I know they have a lot of local folks. A lot of local teams or teams, you know, Charleston, Walterboro, and so forth. So there'll be a lot of those folks down there as well. So great event there. I think they're kind of moving it. I think it's going to be mainly more toward that big field, I think, this time. So I think they're shifting. And I think it'll get the teams kind of more so together. You know, in the last couple of years, it's been kind of split. You had kind of that main drag going. Then you had that little road that shut off and had some teams down that way. So I think now it'll be have more of the teams kind of more in a centralized spot, which would be nice. And I actually saw Wayne over the weekend. He was down there, I think, judging or and Estill, and mentioned that with where they moved the moving this, I think he said they can get 50 to 60 teams in. So this thing is continuing to grow. This is probably going to turn out what it actually already is, but probably one of your top five contests SCB wise in South Carolina. So if you're not already in this one, you might want to look up Mr. Wayne Keith, really nice guy down there in Walterboro, and get in the smoke of the borough. I think that they're probably trying to add a couple more teams to have the space down there. So look up Big Wayne and get on down to Walterboro, South Carolina. Look forward to seeing them down there. Should be a good one. I think right now the weather looks pretty good on Friday. I think the possibility maybe some rain coming on Saturday. I know it's going to get a little cooler this week. Of course, time has changed, so ought to be a little bit better on Friday night, a little bit warmer temperature maybe. People walk around doing that. Of course, on Saturday, hopefully by that time of day, should be good temperature-wise as well. So check that one out. Give Wayne a call if you'd like to get down there to the smoke in the borough. Baltimore, South Carolina, really good event. Been a lot of good scores on the last couple of years. So if you're looking to bump up your score, there might be a good contest to attend as well. Of course, I say that, and then the score is probably really low since I let the cat out of the bag there. So anyway, good contest there. And, of course, as everybody knows, now we've got really kind of getting in the swing of things here. Got Chesterfield following up the next week. And then actually the end of March, the Martin contest, I think that's actually that Sunday, is Easter Sunday. So no contest on the books. And then I think we go kind of 2-2-2. We, you know, get in April, and we got Barbecue Benefit, Boy Scout, Sumter, and Hub City Hog Fest. That's a great one up there in Spartford. Let me tell you, I'm going to miss it 2 years in a row this Masters week. We have a really nice catering job all week, so going to miss the Hub City Hog Fest this year, unfortunately. Great contest. Don't get me wrong, folks in Sumter are nice, but that contest, Spartburg, I'm going to tell you, I think a couple of years we were up there, they had, heck, I don't know, 45, 50 teams right there in downtown Spartburg. Very well-run event. Guy does a great job. So a lot of prize money in that one. I think they do a I don't know if they do brisket anymore, but I remember when I cooked it a couple of times. I think they had, in fact, I think they even had, we brought a brisket. I think they gave us our ribs and our butts. And then I think we did a brisket obstacle category. And then they had a grand champion as well. They had a reserve champion. So might want to check out the old Hub City Hawk Fest. Good contest up there. The following weekend, we got another dual weekend. We got of course, the Butts Cook-Off and Music Frenzy, they're back in Clover. Different time frame. Used to be their kind of first of September. Now they've switched to this weekend in April. And then we've got the Big Brothers, Big Sisters there in Florence. And following weekend, we got Hardyville. And we got Rock Hill, two good contests right there. Rock Hill contests have been around for a while. Project Coast, very popular contest there in Greenville. And you got the Bishopville Barbecue Block Party there at the end of it's Colvin telling me to bring my brisket in for $25. Okay. I think he's okay. He is so $25 brisket in Spartanburg. So there you have it. Live from Gene Culberson. That is a brisket throwdown there in Spartanburg. That is the Hub City Hog Fest, $25 there. So encourage everybody to do that. That's especially if you're looking to cook a couple of cases of BS's. That'd be a little practice there for you. Then we got May 4th and 5th. We got another. So we're going 4 weeks in a row with two contests per weekend. We got Pickin' and Piggin' in Saluda, and we got the Hog on the Hill in Chester. And then, of course, we've got the Kiwi Rib Burnout. I think that's still going on. I know they've been discussing, so they're going to get that worked out. And then May 18th, we got another dual weekend. Battle of Camden, which I heard was a really nice contest last year. Then the old Pig in the Park in Williamston. Nice little contest there. And nice little town there. I know the folks are really good up there in Williamson, South Carolina. Just ask Gene Culbertson, be careful about those five-way stops up there. So you might want to just be careful about that. So anyway, they got a crazy thing up there. It's a five-way stop. I don't think I've ever seen that like that in my life. But be careful with that. So, yes, Mr. Culberson has just sent me the list. It looks like we have 31 teams currently in big Walterboro, South Carolina. So I assume they have room for some more. So anyway, and yeah, then we got the Juneteenth there. So I think it's a rib only. I don't know if they changed it or not. June 15th, 16th. And there was a tentative contest there in Edisto, but I think that's been shelved right now, I think, and maybe going to a different date. So that kind of gets you the first part of the year, but a lot of contests out there, folks. So go to stbarbecue.com and pull that info up. Like I said, starting April 6th, 7th, we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll go 5 straight weeks with 2 contests a weekend. Then we have a single one on May 11th, and then we have a dual contest to 18, 19th. So, heck, what is that, 5, 6, that's 12. We got 13 contests. And then with Walterboro, 14, I guess. And so we got about 15 contests coming up. So you got plenty of places to cook. Go to stbarbecue.com and get your info and contact that event representative. Get your application in there and put the trailer in the road and go have a good time. So anyway, hey, good babbling on and talking with you folks tonight. We're just hitting the end of our 30 minutes there. I'm going to start bugging people at these contests, get y'all to call in now. I'm going to get some people to call in now. I want to hear you talking with Q with me. So I'm going to be bugging everybody at Walterboro this weekend, so be ready for me. So I look forward to seeing everybody in Walterboro, South Carolina. Great contest, like I said. Everybody have safe travels going down the highway down there. Look forward to sitting over there. Hope we have some good weather, and may your name be the last one called. So thanks, everybody, for listening in tonight. We'll check you out next week, and we're going to close it out. Well, you know what? Love my Cox. Go Cox. See you next week.